This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again. I want to talk today about the whole idea of storytelling and using stories in a positive way for helping kids to learn, problem solve, but in this case, to facilitate their entry into the culture that you're in and to enter into back home. It doesn't take a professional to do any of this kind of stuff. It just takes somebody who can think through things in a creative sort of way. And it has the purpose for all of this from the standpoint of those of you that are out there in a completely different context than home and your kids are growing up. I think one of the great opportunities that those of us that work in cross-cultural settings have is to be informants both ways. By that I mean informants of what it's like to be in North America, if you will, in our home context, to those people where we are working, and backwards, what it's like to be an informant for people back home of what the people are like where you live. Back home in North America, for example, if I want to go out to lunch and I don't have any cash, I go to an ATM machine, an automatic transfer machine. And that takes all of 60 seconds for me to do that in order to get my money. In many parts of the world, there are ATMs nowadays, but some places there aren't. And you actually have to go through a long process to get money. Some places you have to go in and greet everybody in the bank, maybe even sit down, have a cup of tea, and talk. And after 15 or 20 minutes, let's slide out the fact that you actually did come in to cash a check, and could that be taken care of? And another 15 or 20 minutes for that to get done. Now, those places are much rarer than they were even 5 years ago. But that's an example of the kind of topics I think it'd be fun to share back home about how you have to build relationships out there in the community. Let's take that down to the kids level. I think kids can be tremendous informants and help us inform people back home about what life is like and different things like that. When I was living in a cross-cultural setting, I lived in France for a year back in the early 60s. And I went to a grammar school at a French school, and I quickly learned you had to do certain things in certain ways just to fit in. One of the things that French children did was that our greetings were very ritualized. In the United States, you might just say hi to somebody, or you might not say anything. In France at the time, you would officially greet and say, hello, how are you, of course in French, and then you would shake hands. Even children did this. I remember my mother, after a few weeks of watching me greet Jean, my next-door neighbor, as we would start off for school, asking me, what does Jean give you every morning? And I said, what are you talking about? And she explained that we would touch hands. You know, she was looking out the window as I was out at the front gate. And I said, oh, we shake hands. She thought that was the funniest thing, that 2 8-year-old boys would greet each other so formally. It was like we never expected that. Now, when I came back home after a year, it was funny because I would forget sometimes and reach out to shake children's hands just as I used to do with Jean. And they would say, what are you doing? So I had to learn how to fit back in. When we talk about telling the story of our life in a different place, let's not only tell about what it's like to be an adult, let's talk about what it's like to be a child. And what are some of the everyday activities about being a child that can be shared? Here's another example. When I walked to school, I walked over a train track. There are lots of places in the United States that have trains, but at the time, the commuter trains to Paris from the suburbs were steam engines. And that was way cool because you'd stand on that little bridge as the train would chug out of the station about a quarter of a mile down the track, and it was really putting out a lot of steam as it picked up speed. So you'd stand there, and it would go under you, and you would be completely enveloped in steam. You would smell of steam all morning. For an 8 or 9-year-old, that's incredible stuff. And even now, if I'm around trains and I happen to smell steam, I have a flashback of that experience. Those kinds of things are very important for people to hear and understand and talk about in order to help people bridge from one culture to the next. Or at least I think so. We're getting to a point where it feels like there's so much homogenization going on worldwide. Television, ATMs, all of them can appear to be the same. But they are very different. There are subtle differences and there are major differences. And to point these out sometimes can be a real bona fide way of educating people or getting them thinking. Oh, wow, they are just like me over there, but they are also different. I think this cross-pollinization, if you will, that goes on between people who cross cultural boundaries and then go back and inform, helps to make the world a better place. But what does this have to do with our children? I think it can help our children be more comfortable with their experiences if they can make up stories or recall stories about them to tell back home. I had a number of stories I would tell back home after my year in Europe. Were they always received well? To be honest, no. Sometimes other children would say, oh no, not another story. I learned that there were places to talk and there were places to be quiet. But the people around me also learned that there were different places in the world to learn about. Today, there is a lot more traveling and immigrating going on. My wife typically has 5 or 6 immigrants in her third grade class of 20. Because of me and my storytelling, she's much more sensitive in drawing out the different stories from these children as she teaches. It has helped these new children feel more comfortable with who they are, and has helped the American children perhaps reach out to the strangers in their midst. Okay, Brent, you're thinking. My child is shy, not outgoing like you sound to be. How do I help them do this? Well, that's a great question, and thanks for asking. You help your child by modeling. For example, talk to your child about a particular experience and say, I'll bet Grandma or Aunt Sally would like to hear you tell a story about this when we get back to Nebraska. How would you tell the story? And of course, they answer, I don't know. Well, here's how I would tell the story. And then, if I were you, I would tell it wrong, or I would leave out the most important part. And you'd get in response, probably, Dad, you messed it up. You left out the part where I, and then they'd go on. Well, then I'd simply say, okay, you tell it then. And before you know it, they're rehearsing it to you. So what is going on here? Well, let me think. Relationship, communication, encouragement, rehearsal, loving, caring. Ooh, it just gives me goosebumps to think of all the wonderful things you're doing here with your children. Go ahead. This is your homework assignment. Make up stories. Build stories for particular context back home. Build stories from back home for saying to people here. Have fun. No, not have fun. Have fun. Talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.